No.
The reference plane.
Hello.
I'm the president.
Are you all set for your trip to Africa?
Yes, sir, and thank you for making it possible.
You'll be here, will you?
Yes, sir, I'll come up there.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm coming up. I'll be finished with my meeting with Heath, and I'll come back No. I'll be finishing my meeting with Brad.
That's right.
And I forget which week I'm in. And then
I'm doing so much nowadays, I don't know how in the world you can remember anything.
But I think it's going to be a great trip, Billy.
Well, thank you for making it possible. It'll be a great trip.
And, you know, it's the first time that a First Lady has ever been used in an official capacity like this, actually, as the representative. So you and she, you'll do a great job, I'm sure.
We'll have a wonderful time. And I hope that you and Patsy, Julie, and Patricia, and all have a marvelous Christmas.
Sure, well, today,
moving and taking the country and the world.
Yeah. Well, you know, our friend John Connolly did a fantastic job in getting that monetary agreement, you know, that was reached yesterday, and wouldn't have been done without him. We did, of course, we paved the way by doing Pompidou before. By getting him, then we got the others in line, so it's all done now.
Well, if you can do something just as spectacular for the farmers, I think you have the whole thing wrapped up.
Right.
I don't see how in the world they can get a boot.
One thing we are trying to do there, and what John is working on the trade thing, is to get some trade with Europe, get some citrus and grain, a few things, into Europe and Japan. But we'll see. It's they're real tough in these negotiations, but John is really a great negotiator.
Well, I'm glad that he's with you. He makes a great deal of you, and he's come to greatly respect you.
We went up today, or yesterday, to New York. This is, Julie's wedding anniversary, well, not exactly the same day, but she was married the Sunday before Christmas. So we went up to Peel's Church, and we're there at Sunday today for church service. And so it was meant a great deal to Norman, you know.
He
gave a fine sermon, of course. And they had the church decorated. You what?
I heard him preach on the radio last Sunday. They rebroadcast his sermon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you at home?
Yes, sir, I'm at home. I've just come from the Mayo Clinic. I went there and spent a week.
Well, now, did it do you any good?
I think so. They found a little bit of a problem, but I think they've showed me how to solve it. And they said I can continue my running and exercising, and I'm in good shape.
You hope so. Now, you're sure of that?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. Yes,
right,
sir.
Right, right.
The only problem I have is high blood pressure. And,
you still have that? You know, that doesn't really, you know, the blood pressure isn't going to bother you, just particularly you, because you live a good life.
Well, I try to.
Yeah, right.
How are you feeling?
Just fine.
I don't
know how
in the world you do all you do.
Well, I'm in good shape. I'm in
well,
good shape.
You've got a lot of people praying
for
you.
And we, well, that helps. We got a lot of problems, but we're working on them.
You
and,
may have some problems, but I'll tell you the Democrats have got more problems.
We are, definitely going to have to probably read about it tomorrow, the next day, probably the next day. The North Vietnamese have shot down 2 or 3 planes of ours, and so we're going to go in and take out a couple of places up there. You know, we can't allow them to get away with this as we're withdrawing, you see. So we're just going to hit them for a couple of days.
Well, I'm glad that you told me what you did. Thing, and I just kept it quiet as a mouse because, of course, I've traveled all over India and my own personal sympathy with India.
Naturally.
But you told me that. You could get the things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything
what
about
it. What we couldn't allow was to have the Indians, with the support of Russia, to destroy Pakistan. If that had happened, that would be a very bad thing in that part of the world. So by stopping it and let West Pakistan survive is about the least we could get out of it, I think. And it's working out, I think, okay. It's a tough situation, but it's so sad that those people fight each other. They're so poor. The two poorest countries in the world fight. Yeah.
And they go to war, and of course they expect us to come in and rehabilitate everything.
You know, it's all related, incidentally, to the Mideast in a very interesting way. If we had not put the pressure on the Russians as we did to restrain the Indians, then the Russians would figure that they could go over and support the Egyptians in taking on Israel, and that we wouldn't do anything. So we felt that we had to stop them here in order to let them know that we would also take the same strong stand against them if they tried to take it. Well, we just hope that things move along and the world doesn't explode before.
Quiet as the country down, this monetary thing is tremendous.
It really is.
Oh, really? Only the businessmen excited.
As I say, only the businessmen understand it, perhaps, and some of them don't. But the point is that it's a realignment which gives America a better trading position. It means more jobs for our people because it makes American products more competitive in the world, you see. They are? I don't listen to them.
I think so. I may be wrong, but I think they're really beginning to wake up a little bit.
Incidentally, one thing that you should do when you and Bruce are up here, be sure you tour the White House and see the Christmas decorations. They're very pretty right now. They will still be in on the 1st of January, 31st. When are you coming up?
We're coming up about the 30th. We're going to spend a day or two in Washington.
Oh, you are? Right. Well, and come over at night. Be sure to do it at night so that you can see all the lights on and everything.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Well, thank you.
Well, I'm glad you came out of Mayo's okay.
God bless you. And
yeah, well, you take care of yourself. You're too valuable a person to be on the sidelines.
You're very kind. I feel the best. I think I've ever felt in my life.
Of course. Well, you just take care of yourself.
I'm running a mile and a half, 2 miles every day.
All right. I'm telling you, that just makes me tired to think about it.
How's he feeling?
He's fine. He's doing all right. He's fine. And all that flap about him, it's all forgotten, you know. That story was such a lousy story, actually. That, and they were dirty, that I told him, I said, B.B., the people aren't going to believe it. And I don't think they do believe it.
I haven't heard a word about it.
Have you?
Nobody's asked me a single thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody paid attention.
How do you think the Peel referred to it in his sermon about the young people of the Jesus movement? How do you think it's coming?
Well, I think that the real Jesus movement is gaining momentum. The people that some of these networks play up, the Jesus preachers and so forth, I think that
they're aberration.
That's right. They're getting a little too far out. But about 80% of the movement is really moving.
That's great.
And we're going to have 100,000 of them down in Dallas in June. For 10 days.
That's just great.
And it's just tremendous.
Well,
and I think
keep it going.
It's going to have a great impact on the country.
Keep it going.
And of course, the interesting thing to me is, the thrilling thing is happening under your administration. You know, when Eisenhower was there, we had sort of a religious revival.
Yes, we did.
And now, under your administration, we have probably one of the great religious revivals of American history.
You really think that?
Really do, and I think historians, religious historians, are going to point that out.
Well, Peel is obviously impressed by it. You know, he referred to the fact that it was going on across the country. There were some sort of far-out things, but generally it's a very solid thing.
I can just tell it in my own words. For example, our income is running right now pretty close to $1 million a week.
That's really great.
You know, that's fantastic.
Great.
And we're taking in much more than the whole national amount.
Isn't that too bad?
And this, of course, is quite largely as a result of you.
No.
I'm sure many of your friends are supporting me.
We help, but you're doing it. Just,
and
well.
And all these big Texas millionaires and all that have been giving to other things, they're beginning to give to us.
That's great.
And I'm really encouraged.
Good.
And I think you have every reason to. This is a far cry from the days right after you gave the order to go into Cambodia.
Yeah, which was necessary, of course.
That's right.
Necessary for all this.
I just think that you're in God's place, and I believe Christian people everywhere are praying for you. I've never heard so much prayer. And they're thanking God for you.
Well, it helps a lot.
And of course, you're coming to Charlotte. Yeah. That's tremendous for me and my family. You'll never know what that means to us.
You give my very best for Christmas to you. Father, Dr. Bell, mother, and all the rest.
All right, sir.
Have a wonderful time.
Well, God bless you.
Bye.
Bye.